We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Former President Trump seems to be embracing and endorsing the QAnon conspiracy theory. Mr. Trump this week reposted on Truth Social an image of himself overlaid with the words, "The storm is coming." Now, that refers to his alleged final victory when his opponents supposedly will be tried and maybe even executed. Mia Bloom is professor at Georgia State University and co-author of Pastels and Pedophiles Inside the Mind of QAnon. Thank you for being with us. You know, whenever one thinks that Mr. Trump hasn't gone or has gone as far as he could possibly go, he always tends to go a lot farther, I think. This whole notion of him reposting this image on his own social media with "the storm is coming," and I just described what the significance of that is. I can't even think back to anyone who has ever been president of the United States who has ever done anything like that. Can you?
Looks like we're having some trouble with the line there.
Yeah.
Mia, can you hear us?
I'm not sure if you're hearing me because you guys were coming in and out.
Oh, we can hear you just fine.
The last thing I heard you say is that President Trump is doing things that are unprecedented.
Yes.
Yes, that was it in a nutshell, yes.
So when you look at this QAnon conspiracy theory, I'm fairly certain that when it emerges in October 2017, former President Trump probably didn't know anything about it. Because, of course, it emerges in the underbelly of the internet on these chans, which you kind of had to be male between 18 and 30. So I don't think he knew about it. But when they started showing up at Trump rallies in Florida in October 2018, basically a year later, he had to notice them because, you know, they've got cues on their clothing and they're holding posters. And so it's fairly certain that he knew early on that he had the support base. But then he started to try to curry favor with them. So, for example, with plausible deniability, the cue drop would say, as proof that President Trump is our savior, he's going to say, you know, hippity hop. And on the balcony of the White House during Easter, he's got the Easter bunny. He goes, "I like to call him tippy top," or whatever it was that he was supposed to say in order to wink, wink, nudge, nudge towards QAnon. But he's been a little bit more bold of late on Truth Social, actually adopting the QAnon memes and using the language and the framing that they've been using in their conspiracy theory.
Remind us about the danger about doing that, because a lot of QAnon people were there on January 6th. A lot of them have been, you know, alleged to have committed all sorts of crimes. And then where did this come from? Again, you said 2017, but they basically think what? That there's like a cabal of pedophiles out there and Trump is someone and the only person out there who can break that down?
Absolutely. So in October 2017, the first of these Q drops emerges that predicted that Hillary Clinton was going to be arrested the next day. And of course, that didn't happen. And then subsequently, there were in excess of 4,500 of these Q drops, and they were really hard to figure out. And so it was kind of like a puzzle. They were very awkwardly written. And so what ends up happening is there is this underlying belief that there's a global cabal of elites, or as Marjorie Taylor Greene likes to call them, a cable of these elites that are high-powered Hollywood Democrats, some notable Republicans, and the British royal family who have been controlling the world since time immemorial, pulling the strings, and that only President Trump can save the children and stop them. And so they've elevated him to this martyr-like status.
You know, your book title, which says in part, "Inside the Mind of QAnon," take us a little bit inside the mind of somebody who claims to be an adherent to the QAnon. I don't know. Do you call it a philosophy? What do you call it?
Well, I mean, it's definitely conspiracy theory.
Yeah, conspiracy theory.
But if you look at some of the polling that has been done by the conservative think tank American Enterprises Institute, or for the Institute for the Study of Religion, they've done this polling, and if this polling is representative sample, we are looking at as many as 30 million American adults that believe in this conspiracy theory. So what we said in the book, Dr. Muskolenko and I, is that you probably, someone in your family or your friendship network or at work, believes, if not the entirety, some portion of it. And that's pretty scary, because we've never had like a terrorist group that's had 30 million people. So that would be very dangerous. But I think what we do see is that a lot of people, during the pandemic in particular, were very uneasy. There was a lot of misinformation out there. People were online a lot. And according to the Wall Street Journal, there was a 600% increase just in March 2020 in interest in QAnon. And I think so it's highly correlated to the pandemic and lockdowns.
But is it also correlated to I don't know, I guess at some level, bad education in this country? I mean, if an adult who has gone through school, provided they've gone through school, and I'm not talking necessarily about higher education, but just high school level, if they emerge from that educational experience and they still embrace all of this nonsense, what does that say about how well they were educated?
Well, I mean, what's interesting is when we did the book, you know, we also started from the position that these were low information voters. These were people who were kind of, you know, not too bright. And then when you start looking at some of the people that believe in QAnon, there was a woman who had a master's degree from Harvard University. So I think it's
what does that say about Harvard then? I mean, come on. I mean, okay, if someone has a master's from Harvard and they believe, for example, that the earth is flat,
you should know better.
You know, then shouldn't they know better? Yeah.
Well, I think the way that we framed it is that QAnon is a very widely based conspiracy theory. It's almost like the Anna Merlin from The Atlantic called it a conspiracy singularity. What it's done is it's sucked in a lot of conspiracies and conspiracy theories that have existed for 20, 30 years. So this idea about the John F. Kennedy assassination, or that the moon landing was faked, these conspiracies far predated QAnon. But what QAnon does is it provides an umbrella and a welcoming milieu. But not everybody who believes in QAnon believes in all of it. So some of the more ridiculous things, like that there's lizard people, like that movie, you know, They Live, that this is, or they actually believe in that, or that they believe that the earth is flat. Not everybody believes in that, but there are different shades of QAnon belief. But if you start from the premise that we would probably all agree that, you know, child trafficking is a bad thing, no one's going to argue against it. So I think that they start from a position, and I'd like to believe that not the influencers who are monetizing it, manipulating, not Trump, you know, not Sidney Powell, not Lynn Wood, not General Michael Flynn, but the average person who believes in it probably came to their belief from a good place, like that they wanted to help the children.
You mean there aren't lizard people?
Well, the way you find them, the eyes blink sideways.
Oh,
so
of course.
Just look for that. Mia Bloom, professor at Georgia State, co-author of Pastels and Pedophiles, Inside the Mind of QAnon.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.